From Marketplace in New York, I'm Tracy Samuelson in for David Brancaccio. The Federal Reserve says the number of $100 bills in circulation has doubled since 2008, matching the number of $1 bills out there. Marketplace's Ben Bradford reports economists don't agree on why, but crime could be a reason.
It's a movie cliche for a reason.
There's a spell.
The drug dealer, in this case Scarface, dropping a briefcase with tightly stacked $100 bills in it. The drug trade does run on cash, but University of Maryland economist Peter Reuter says it's not causing the spike in $100 bills.
The drug business is probably declining in terms of revenues because drugs are getting cheaper.
The extra hundreds may be going to a more mundane crime, says Harvard economist Kenneth Rogoff.
People are avoiding taxes. That's the majority of it.
Paying for services like housekeeping in cash and not reporting it.
And the growth is simply that that's cheaper to do.
Low interest rates mean there's less benefit to storing cash in the bank. Nick Collis at Data Trek Research offers another reason. More people outside the U.S. are holding on to C-notes.
You can drop yourself into any country on this planet with a stack of $100 bills, and you will not go hungry.
Whether as a stable form of currency or for crime, the Chicago Fed estimates as much as 80% of American hundreds are actually held abroad. I'm Ben Bradford for Marketplace.